program this morning. It was wonderful. And you know, because of your program, it helps my story be better. It was a good thing to have before the story. Okay. Okay. I lost my brain for a minute, just a moment. Let me grab this. Okay. Can you guys see this? Can anybody tell me what that fabric is on that hat?
Camo.
That's right. It's camouflage. Now, I've seen lots of clothes with this kind of material. Why would anybody want to wear that material? Anybody know? Josie?
It's because if they're out in the woods, they might want to camouflage.
That's right. What does it help them do?
Hide from their enemies.
Did you hear what she said? Hide from their enemies.
Blend in.
Blend in. That's right. It helps them to hide and blend in. You're exactly right. So this morning, I'm going to talk to you about camouflage. I'm going to show you some creatures that God made, only they have a natural camouflage. And here's the first one. Can you see this picture? This is a picture of rosebuds. Can you see something hiding in there?
A mantis.
Ah.
A mantis.
It's a mantis. That's right. It's a praying mantis. Now, typically, they're really bright green. But it can change colors to blend in with the plants that it's on. And it eats the aphids that eat the roses. So we like mantises. Okay. Now, if you look up on the screen, you will see some more. Can you see that? It's looking at you. That is a stingray. It's hiding under the sand. So if something comes by that it wants to eat, or maybe wants to eat it, it's hidden down in there. Animals, when they camouflage, there's usually a couple reasons. Because they're finding food, or they're going to become food, and they don't want to be food, so they hide. Okay, let's look at the next one. Ooh, can you see that? I see a bunch of grass. Can you see anything in there?
It's a bittern.
Oh, say that again.
A bittern.
Yeah, she's exactly right. Can you see that bittern bird in the middle? Uh-huh. Yeah, if you look straight up the stripes, you can see. It's kind of hard to see on this picture, but you can see a beak sticking up and an eye on each side.
She says
it sways with the grass when its enemy comes. Okay, let's look at the next one. Ooh, you want to see this before it sees you. Can you see what's in there? Yeah, a lion, that's right. Let's look at the next one. Oh, that... It is. It's a mantis that looks like a leaf. Okay, let's try the next one. Can you see that? What is that, Hayden?
It's a lizard.
Yes, it is. You know what kind? A gecko. Yeah, it's a leaf-tailed gecko. See how his colors match the bark? Okay, let's look at the next one. Now, this one might be a little bit harder. Riley got this one. It's not the bee. It's the same color as the flower. Look close.
Crab spider.
That's right. See its little legs around the bee? Yep. Let's look at the next one. Oh, do you see those? Those are butterflies. Those are called brimstone butterflies. They look like a leaf, don't they? Wait till you see the next one. Look at that. Doesn't that look just like a leaf? Look at the left side of its body, and you can see its head and its antennas and its legs. It looks like it just came out of its cocoon. No? That is called a Brazilian butterfly. And the last one's going to be maybe hard. Riley got it pretty quickly, though. Took me several times of looking at the picture. Can you see that picture? That's a Costa Rican moth. And they lay on the floor of the where the leaves are, on the floor of the rainforest, and they hide in there. Can you tell which one it is? Ah, see that? If you look at the bottom, see the one that has the line going through it? If you look at the very bottom, you can see its little wings are crossed just enough that you can tell. And if you look at the very top, and I don't know if you can see it from up down here, it looks like it has two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. Kind of a little monkey face. Now, why would I talk to you about camouflage? Because what do things that camouflage do? They hide. And did you know that the Bible talks about us hiding in God? There's verses that tell us that we hide under the shelter of his wings. He hides us and protects us. But today I want to share a very special verse with you about us hiding in God. This comes from Colossians 3. And this afternoon when you guys go home, see if your family will help you read Colossians 3, 1 through 4. And look at all four of those verses. They're pretty cool. It says, "For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God." We're dead. What does that mean? Are you dead? No. It's not talking about the physical dead that we usually think about when our body's dead. What it's talking about is when we accept Jesus as our Savior, then we let him live his life through us, and we change. Those old things that we used to want to do, like maybe when sister or brother is driving us crazy, we don't freak out on them. Or when teacher or mom and dad or grandma and grandpa ask us to do something or not do something, we don't pitch a fit. We're willing to help them do what they ask us to do. Our life is changing. Jesus is living through us. Do you know what? He becomes our camouflage. We begin to look just like him. And when that happens, other people look at us and they say, "Wow, they're different. Wonder why they're different." And they might even ask you, and you can tell them what Jesus has done in your life and how you've become like him. Would you guys like Jesus to be your camouflage? Yeah, me too. So today I brought each one of you. Let's get the hat out of the way. A camouflage bandana so that you can remember when you look at this or wear it, and there's a little card on there that tells you different ways you can tie them, you can remember that Jesus is your camouflage, and he's living his life through you. And do you know that we give our Heavenly Father honor and glory when that happens? When he lives through us, Jesus lives through us? You're welcome. You guys are so polite. Okay. You're welcome. Don't go yet, and we'll have prayer, okay? And don't forget today to pick up the offering in the overflow. Let me make sure. Here, buddy. Do you want one for Grandma? Sure. Yep. Okay. Are you ready to pray? Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for Jesus because of what he did and because how he lives in our life and changes us. We do want him to be our camouflage. We want to become so much like him that we give you honor and glory, that other people will say, "I want what you have." Help us to do that through your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.